Welcome back, listeners. It's Bullcorn Sports episode 39. In the sports world, at least, we've got a jam-packed episode for you guys here today. We just had week 18 in the NFL regular season, which was hectic. I've got to dive into that. Sammy, I know you want to as well.
Yeah.
Playoffs right around the corner. National championship practice for Georgia was yesterday. We've got to talk about that. There's some things going on in the NFL coaching world. But first, let me introduce you to my guys here. It's the Fabulous Four. You know what I mean?
Fab Four.
We've got Mr. Sammy Gardea. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to be back. We took a little hiatus.
Yeah.
We're back here.
Eric Hinojos, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just chilling.
Last but certainly not least, Andrew Rodriguez, a.k.a. Chancho.
I haven't said any wild shit in a minute, so I'm ready for something.
He's loaded up. You know, this is our first episode back from Christmas break, New Year's. It's been a busy 2 weeks for all of us. I know we've been in the group chat talking. We've just kind of been all over the place.
Thought I was going to get voted off the island.
Everybody's been with their families. I've spent some time in Pecos, of course. You know, we've all been around. But, you know, Sammy, I'll start with you. How was your Christmas / New Year?
Man, it was so good. Christmas was fun with the family. My kids certainly enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. And then New Year's, what did I do New Year's? No, people got sick, so New Year was a quiet day. Yeah. You know, COVID had been going around.
The COVID-wovy?
I didn't get it, and I guess it's still killing
people. Is it still 19 or is it at 22 now? Like, are we COVID-22 or what are we?
Don't get me lying.
Apparently there's some new strains out or something.
Oh, like, gosh.
COVID, but the reboot.
Yeah, people got sick, so we were home.
But all in all, everybody good.
Yeah, everyone's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
If you weren't doing New Year's, if you had no one sick at home, do you go out on New Year's?
No, I don't go out. We'll do stuff with family. You know, we'll do fireworks here.
You're a firework guy on New Year's.
No, I'm lying to you, actually. No, we won't even. No, nothing.
What's wrong with that?
I'll do nothing. No, it's just cold.
I've never met anyone in Odessa, like in my little people, that do fireworks.
On New Year's?
Yeah. So you know what that is? That's leftover 4th of July fireworks, bro. Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I've never had leftover fireworks from 4th of July.
What?
Ever.
Oh, man.
Maybe 5th of July fireworks, and those are the ones that are
5th of July not fireworks, because those do happen. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll tell you, I met some new family from Pecos, and those fucking scavengers used up all the 4th of July fireworks.
What?
Yeah.
Don't be talking about my
all
people, man. Don't
scavengers.
Be talking about my people.
Dom probably knows them.
I probably do. Actually, he does. I never met him, but they used my fireworks like I've known him since birth. So yeah.
Off the wall question: were you at a wedding in Pecos by any chance?
No.
Do you know about a wedding that happened in Pecos?
No.
Okay. Never mind. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Eric, how was your Christmas, New Year?
Christmas was good, man. We had a good time. Hung out with family. Hung out with the in-laws and their family and stuff. And then New Year's, we went to the lake. Hung out at the lake.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You were there, it seemed, for a while, dude.
Yeah, we left on Thursday and stayed till Monday. So, what is that? Four days total.
That's something.
Luxurious life of American Hinojos over there.
What a stress-free life he lives.
Shit.
Saw the pictures of the lake house, you know. I looked for it on Airbnb. It's not there, though, and it's exclusive to them.
Oh, yeah. It's
very exclusive.
We Airbnb'd it.
Did y'all?
No.
Why? I was going to say,
no, you
what?
Didn't. I was going to say, it's y'all's.
That would be silly, man.
He got you.
I was like, wait, you have a lake house, but you Airbnb'd another? What?
Oh, I thought he meant, like, he rented it out for another family to come.
No,
he wanted
indulge.
No,
he
wanted to.
We don't Airbnb it.
He wanted a joke, like that's what you small town folks got to do.
So okay, like let me ask you this, like because you guys really don't. You've said it in the past, like y'all don't Airbnb it, right? Like
no,
y'all,
we don't.
Like to clean it and stuff. Y'all go every once in a while, like dust some stuff off. Like what do y'all?
He's there almost every weekend.
No, they pay. That's very true. We pay a cleaning lady. So
oh my gosh.
I mean, because we don't go often. We really don't.
So like, y'all just have a maid there 24/7 the next day? Okay.
HIA.
Got it
like that, huh?
Me and my family go probably 4 times, maybe 5 times a year. And then my parents are there pretty often because they like to go to Dallas a lot.
Okay.
So they'll stay at the lake house. My brother
season
goes,
ticket owners at the Cowboys.
My brother goes quite often because he'll go to the Cowboys games. You know,
because he's a season ticket holder. Okay. Big flex. I see. Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, just taking a perspective, guys, this fucking guy walked in here, swagged out with a gold chain on.
Gold chain, bro.
He said, I forgot my other one. I said, you
rock
two?
He said that?
I said, you rock two? He said, yeah, dude. Wow.
Don't listen to these guys.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas, Eric. And I'm going to go to Chancho, which terrifies me. Chancho, how was your Christmas and New Year?
First of all, do I sound okay to y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, it is a disaster. I think this is the first year that I've decided that I hate Christmas. I can't fucking stand it.
Well, let's lead it off right there.
Let's go.
I'm an advocate. Like, I don't... There's kids that are... Their parents are divorced and they're fuck-ups. Let's just get... Like, there's just... There's those kids.
Gosh. Okay.
And then there's me. Okay? I'm one of the rare ones that I kept to myself. As y'all know, I'm a weird person, so I've just always been by myself.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
I have so many places to go on Christmas, it's not even fun.
That's why you hate Christmas.
Like four or five houses, or what are we talking
about? Yes, this is the schedule every year, and it's like a fucking draft. On Christmas Eve, I got to go to my grandma's at 6.
Okay.
I can't even enjoy food or eat presents. I got to be at my dad's at 7.
Wait, what? Hold on, run that back.
Enjoy presents and eat presents.
Oh, shit. Enjoy presents and eat food.
Yeah. There you go.
Whoa. Like, when I was at my grandma's for Thanksgiving, my first one, I wouldn't even through my first plate of food before my dad's side was asking where I was at. So on Christmas Eve, I open my presents. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Got to go. Straight to my dad's.
Asshole.
I have no choice. They're calling. They're like, hey, where you at? We're waiting.
Okay, so you literally get there, unwrap your present, wham, bam, thank you, I'm out?
Mm-hmm. Got a dip. Everyone else stays there and plays games. That's on my mom's side.
That happens every year?
Wow.
Shouldn't they be used to
Since
you being gone?
I wouldn't even get you anything.
Everyone is kind of used to it by now. But like this year, we couldn't even wait for my other half of the family on my mom's side. We opened them just for me to get up and go. I go straight to my dad's. And then from there, when I was younger, because this is the first year I haven't had to do it when I was younger, I would go to two aunts. And then...
That's weird.
I would go to one aunt on my dad's side. Then I would bitch, and he'd take me to my mom's, and I would go to an aunt on my mom's side. And there is where it's my step-aunt. They're such alcoholics, because they're straight from Mexico. Like, if you Google Mexico, it's that family. It's the Sotelo family. I love them. They would open their gifts at midnight. So they would stay up. Like, when I was little, I haven't gone because I don't drink. We would go home when the sun was coming up.
Yes.
So I would have to go take a 10-minute siesta while Santa was still wrapping the fucking gifts because she was unprepared.
That's weird, though, man.
And she would leave my stepdad in the truck passed out because she was tired of his shit. And so in the morning, now that I'm an adult, in the morning, I get up. I open gifts with my fiance. Straight to my dad's, open gifts. Straight to my mom's, open gifts, and then come back to my dad's to talk to them and hang out, and then go back to my mom's to talk to them and hang out. Because I still have siblings, I got to watch open gifts every year.
Do you buy gifts?
This year I did.
Mm.
Yeah. Now that I have a fiance who cares about the siblings,
because he's a made man.
Well, I was gonna say, man, everybody's giving you all these gifts for your whole life, and I haven't heard you want to talk about you buying them.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm known as the cheap one in my family. I ain't got no shame in saying that, but. If Patrick were here right now, you ask him how many fucking gifts I'd have to buy for people. He hated it.
Why? I don't get it.
Because, like, in my...
The nieces, the nephews, the cousins, all that? Like,
yes, like, just my dad's family. It's my sister. My
oh, yeah, no.
Three sisters, two brothers, my stepmom. Then if you go, grandpa, then my my two uncles, two aunts, their kids. It's a lot.
Yeah, no, I remember him always telling me. He always had a laundry list, you know, gifts, all these lists, names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty much all nieces and nephews, though.
Yeah.
And brothers.
Yeah. Yep. And then now you know how it goes. I know you got nephews. I don't know if y'all two do.
Oh, yeah.
It can't just be, here's a $20 gift card. Nah, inflation don't play like that. No, you got to get some fucking effort.
Dude, when was it that we got, I think it was either Colt or Kai, that we got him a Lids $50 gift card, and it wasn't enough to buy a hat.
No way.
What? Yeah, because of the shipping.
They get you. That's that gift
bro,
card.
Bro, so I'm
you.
Like, wait, what? He was like, well, it's seven something for shipping. And I'm like, bro, you telling me that $50 can order you a hat in today's world? Like, are you serious?
That's nuts. I remember when hats were $32.
Even, right? Like, right then and there. And plus
in my
tax,
time, they were $42. That's what they were for me.
You're a little,
what? Like a $59.50?
Yeah. But listen, I've always been a size 8. So maybe extra
few
dollars.
Special order.
Yeah, well, I spent
I spent my days in Pecos, except for New Year's. See, so when you're from a small town like me, you've got friends in Pecos, family Pecos. Of course, we spent Christmas over there, small town. I'm not anywhere near your level, Choncho. Like, I go to my mom's and grandma's, like, and that's one place.
Yeah.
In the morning for about 3 hours, and then I go to my wife's family's.
I can't wait to have
kids. It's like, boom, boom. But at my wife's family's, you're talking 59 people.
At one house?
In one house.
Yeah. How do you do, what's the present situation?
So... lots of money, but it's overshadowed by love. Let's just put it to you that way, is what my wife tells me.
Okay, I was gonna say that doesn't sound like you.
Because this, yeah. I think this year it was like the first year she wanted to do like at least a little something for like every cousin, every like not nothing crazy, right? But just like a little something for everybody, because her tia Naomi does that. Like every year.
So she wanted to step up, show out, huh?
Yeah, she wanted to, not that. She just kind of like, well, they always get Ellie like a little thing, and like, we need to do for it. And I'm like, okay.
Those are the best gifts.
The little things, right?
Yeah, I think my sister got me house underwear the other day, yeah. And I was like, I wear them. You know, I love them.
Yep.
Crazy.
And so the argument sparked at my wife's family's, there's 59 people. And everybody's wondering, like, one baby makes it 60. So, like, it's like, is next year going to be the year we have 60? And how are we going to get 60? Like, is my wife going to get pregnant?
You're worried about the 60th. After 59 people, number 60 really sets in.
Like, it's the race to 60.
We'll start shooting up the club, man.
I might have to. That's exactly what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, it was a beautiful time. I mean, it's always great in Pecos. Small town Christmas is always the best, Christmas in my eyes. You know, it's just real family oriented. Kids running around everywhere. There's a lot. It's a beautiful chaos.
If there was definitely time for small towns, Christmas is like that would be the time.
Oh man, and you're right. Like we do Christmas Eve, and they open presents when the kids get annoying.
Oh. Shut them up.
And because think about it, bro. It's like it's a family of 59.
That's a zoo, dude. Yeah.
And there's only so many adults in that, and then the rest are kids, dude. Like, if we took a picture of all the kids in the family, you'd have to go wide frame on it. But it's just like, can we open presents? Can we open presents? Finally, it's like, I already can hear Naomi's voice. Okay, get ready. Like,
y'all wait till midnight?
No, when they literally get annoyed.
When y'all are hit, when you're tapped out.
When it's to the point where every kid keeps coming every 2 minutes, it's like, okay, fucking open the presents. But... yeah, no, it was a good time. My buddy's birthday's on the 23rd, which is he's a listener of our show. Shout out Nick.
I'm sorry, man.
His birthday's on the 23rd, so we kind of went 2 days earlier. But yeah, and then New Year's, I kind of just meant to hear. It's hard to do New Year's with a 2-year-old. Plus, I don't want to really be out driving with today's 21-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that too.
So, yeah. Anyways, but
so you stayed home on New Year's?
I did not, but I stayed in my neighborhood.
I was about to say, he just made it seem nice. Like he was dad of the year, just keeping the baby. Yeah,
he did it.
I did. I definitely got to do the countdown and all that, but I did. I stayed about 30 seconds from my house drive, like literally down the road. So, cool. But yeah, no. Let's dive into the sports before it gets off my mind.
You're good.
Did you do anything for New Year? Oh, you went to the lake.
Nah, we stayed at the lake house.
Yeah, he stayed.
Oh, that's right. We just chilled there. That's right. Waited till midnight and
did have his own private fireworks show and shit like that.
Across the lake, actually.
Of course.
So the way the lake is, where we're at, we're in city limits. We're on the side of the lake that's city limits, but like directly across us is out of city limits. So they all do fireworks shows all up and down the lake right there. So we literally just sit out back. And you can just watch the fireworks across the street. Or across the lake. Yeah.
Nice.
It's nice.
Let's talk about your Packers. Let's jump into it. I know.
I was about to say, week 18 NFL football. There was a couple of winning in situations, so to say. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the Patriots were in one of those.
Yeah, they were.
In a way, right? They needed a little bit of help, maybe.
Well, if they had won, they would have been in.
Yeah, same story for the Packers. And we're both sitting here wondering who we're going to be rooting for next weekend as the Packers fall to the Lions 20-16. And I didn't get the Patriots score. I just. Yeah. And, you know, it's for me, at least, Sammy, I'll jump right into the Packers situation. very disheartening. I mean, it was a game that I truly felt, you know, I was, and maybe I looked ahead too much, but I was already thinking like, okay, yes, it's a win because we're going to get in, but we're really going to have to step it up against the Niners.
Yeah.
Which is our playoff kryptonite, right? Like, we just can't get by them. I'm thinking of that game. Even early on in Sunday night's game, I'm sitting there, you know, it's a 9-3 game, 9-6 game, just very field goal-y defensive battle. I'm still thinking, like, I even told my wife, I said, Marla, this shit ain't going to cut it against the Niners. This ain't going to cut it against the Niners. I kept thinking that in my head, and, you know, it just felt like we were going to come out on top, and, of course, that wasn't the case, but, you know, you look at what transpired in that game, you had a major Aaron Jones fumble, and it's textbook stuff. So people, youth kids, if you're listening, I remember when I was coaching, if you're running down the left sideline, the ball needs to be in your left hand.
Yeah.
If you're running down the right sideline, it needs to be in your right hand. And that is because if they do strip it, the percentages tell us, the statistics tell us that the ball's more than likely going out of bounds.
They out here doing that in the NFL? Everyone should know that.
Exactly, right? So Aaron Jones is running down the left sideline with the ball in his right hand.
And he never fumbles.
And he doesn't fumble. And boop. Sure enough. And when they stripped it, of course, think about a strip. It's inward. Right? So an inward strip down the left sideline holding the ball in your right hand, that ball flew not far into the field, but in enough to stay in play. Lions get on top of it. A couple plays later, couple drives, whatever you want to call it, we've got major drops. Alan Lazard dropped a big big pass on 2nd and 10, I believe. Dobbs dropped a dime from Rodgers. And A.J. Dillon on a 2nd and 4 dropped the ball that he would have got the first down on. So, I mean, of course, Aaron's not doing all that. Our offensive line got dominated. Aaron had no time. We switched our right tackle because the original dude wasn't cutting it. He got beat by Hutchinson. We just got dominated. And then, of course, you can't depend on Mason Crosby's foot to be your offense and win games, right? I mean, that's just something you can't do.
Dallas been doing that for years.
It was extremely. I was hurt. I mean, it really did hurt. It sucked, dude.
What's it feel like? Because I mean, the Packers have always been a lock. Like,
right. It's been since 2018 that we haven't missed, and we just. I don't know how to explain it.
Man. Were you mad? Because I saw you that one day we were here and you were getting pretty fucking like into the game.
Oh man, like I'm a loud Packer watcher. Like however you want. Like people who have watched the game with me know. Like I don't know. You've probably seen me in the game. I don't know. Loud.
Is he scary?
I don't know if you got there a little after the game or what. But
no, I think I watched the game with you that one time at your house.
Yeah, I jump. I'm a screamer. Like yeah. Throw the f***ing ball. Like, I'm that guy.
Yeah. Cheeseheading and everything.
I know Aaron Rodgers' cadence. Like, so I'll start chanting his cadence. Grade 18, ready to go. Anyways, but, yeah, like, and then he made a dumb decision, too, on, like, a 4th and 1. He checked, you know, cool Alaska, runs a jet sweep to Alan Lazard on 4th and 1.
Oh.
I know you saw the play. It just.
Jet sweeps piss me off more than anything in the world.
Why?
I just feel like they don't work. Like they do not work.
It's definitely a play that if you're gonna open up with a jet sweep, you had to have watched film. They've got an aggressive DN because a lot of times if you really watch a jet sweep transpire, you don't block the end.
Even on fucking Madden, I can't get
right. And the reason you don't block the end is because if you run a jet sweep, what you'll do on that tackle is you'll fan him out to 2nd level, which is going to block the play side backer. You leave that end there because he's coming full speed across the field. If that end tackles him, that's not the guy you need to be jet sweeping to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's coming full speed. Don't even touch him. Like, he's gone. Mm-hmm. That's a waste of a block, in other words.
Yeah.
That literally happened. We don't block end. And he tackles Alan Lazard on the 4th, like, and it's textbook.
That's definitely luck on that end taking a gamble and that just being right place, right
dude,
time.
And it pissed me off, Chancho, because whenever he came on the jet sweep, he perfectly fanned out. Like, the end literally kept contained. Like, he didn't shoot up. Like, he just, boom. It was just so frustrating. Sammy, I don't know your thoughts on the Patriots game, but that's my take.
I wonder what that lineman, if the lineman gets in trouble, because if you're taught not to block the end, no, but then the won't. End makes the tackle, then, you're, no, then you look like the dumbass.
He definitely didn't get in trouble. The only thing about this jet sweep, it was done under center.
Ah, okay.
So it's kind of a – and he checked out of an original play, even if they were running one, because he checked Cool Alaska, I believe is what he was said. So,
I will say, though, I don't know what it is in the Green Bay water that makes Packers push cameramen like Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers did, but it was a sad scene to see Rodgers and what's his name? Walking off the field hugging each other.
I will say this. Now that you say that and you use the word push, how could I forget to talk about dipshit Quake Walker, yeah, who pushes – The medical trainer for the Lions.
Oh, my God, dude.
Puts them in goal situation. I'm not a fan of saying, like, one person costs you the game. Like, that. There's a multiple things that lead up to that, I think. But holy shit, if there is ever one time I was going to say somebody costs us the game, that would be the time. And then for him to go into the tunnel and you see the memes of him crying.
He's throwing a fit.
It's just like, dude, you're a professional athlete. You are. I get you're a rookie. I get it.
Yeah.
But you don't even see kids at the peewee level pushing coaches and training staff members. Mm-mm. Like, what are you doing? And then light of the situation that just happened a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm, with DeMar, like, you're going to push a medical dude.
Like, if you at least turn around and it's a player, because you see that all the time, a player pushing.
Yeah, dude.
But if you see that's in civilian clothes. And obviously, right behind you, you know someone's on the ground. You don't do that.
And the thing is I would, like, maybe even a centimeter more, like, understand if he did it. But if that trainer said something to him, but he never said anything to him.
Dude. No, he just walked right past
him. He literally, like, tried to, like, get to his dude. Anyways, that's just an ignorant play on his part. Very selfish. I have no sympathy for him. Go cry all you want.
You want to talk about even worse? Did you see the Steelers players do the CPR celebration?
Oh, this week? I did see that.
Of all times not to do that, like, they're even removing the CPR celebration on Madden. If there was a time to not do that one, it's definitely.
Are they really?
That's what I heard. They're removing it.
I could see it totally. If people were mad at Joe Mixon because he did a coin flip and kicked it out, like. I don't know, but just to close out this Packer take on my side, I mean, last year, I didn't think it was Aaron's last time wearing a Packer uniform.
This one felt special.
This one felt very real.
Because he even said, they asked him for the jersey swap. He goes, I got to keep on this one.
I'm going to hold on to this one. Yeah, and you look at what's going on in Las Vegas, and this is just me thinking, like, you look at what's going on in Vegas, Carr is gone. Their Carr era is done. Stidham looks great. The only way Devontae's staying, because he left Green Bay to go play with his college teammate, that's not going to happen no more. Carr's gone.
Yeah.
The only way Tay stays is if you put somebody that's going to make him stay from a comfort standpoint.
Oh yeah, because what the Raiders have done.
No one better than the person, in my opinion, who made him who he was is Aaron Rodgers in Las Vegas. And that team is built to win right now. Jacobs, Darren Waller. You got Devontae Adams. Hunter Renfrow's a beast.
Yeah, he's great.
If you can patch up that defense a little bit, the Raiders are built to win. Here's the thing about that, though, that I would love. One, a Patrick Mahomes versus Rodgers duel 2 times a year.
Yeah, you would get it.
Two, Green Bay goes to Las Vegas next year.
Is that on the schedule?
That's on the schedule.
You looked already?
Yeah, it came out the night of the night we lost.
The only problem
now, you don't have dates, of course, but you do have your home opponents, away opponents, yes. And we do go to Las Vegas.
The only problem the Raiders are going to have is they can't finish. They got whiskey dick. They just can't finish.
But how much of that is Carr, though?
No, it's not. Everyone's blaming Carr. It's not Carr.
You think?
He's getting them there. They just got to finish. I mean, because quarterback can only do so much. He gives them the 28 points. You just got to trust your defense. Like, that's Dallas's problem. Well, not this week, but Dallas gets the job done on defense, but you got the fucking field goal kicking. You can't your quarterback's throwing pick sixes.
Yeah.
It's literally all about the defense. Defense wins you games, and the Raiders have that problem right now. They cannot. I mean, how many leads have they blown? They're a meme for how many leads they've blown.
I don't even know.
Yes, no. Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay next year.
No.
I'm going to say no. Chancho?
No.
Eric?
I don't think there's
not
a chance.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not with the way they showed all the ending, you know, at the the end of the game. And
but
stuff.
You know, you'd figure that there'd be like a storybook last ride season. Like this is his last ride season. I don't think he wanted this. This was it, right?
It was not a storybook season. It was the worst season
he's probably ever had. You're right. Well, you're right.
A lot of like I don't know how it works, but so, I mean, in wrestling, they like going out on their shield. But I mean, maybe that's how you're supposed to go out. You go out on your shield, and if that's the way he has. I mean, he can't.
But look, here's the thing about Aaron Rodgers, and I've said this the other day, and I hope I'm the first person to ever say this because I think it's going to be very accurate. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the most disappointing first ballot Hall of Famer.
Damn.
He will go down in history as the most disappointing first ballot Hall of Famer.
Why?
Because
it was the ayahuasca with Joe Rogan.
Here's the thing with Rodgers. The comparison to Brady, they need to stop comparing him to Brady, in my opinion, and start comparing him to Marino. That's more because if you look at what they say about Marino, he was the most talented quarterback to ever throw the football. They say that about Rodgers.
Yeah.
Rodgers only got it done the whole enchilada one time, and he had a top five defense. Now, mind you, he's never had that again, but I don't like the whole, oh, Aaron didn't have weapons. No, there was a time when you're talking about Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, JerMichael Finley.
Oh, they were scary then.
They were a scary offense offensively. And for them to say that he didn't have weapons, what about the 2011 season when we went 15-1 and blew it against the Giants in the divisional round? Nobody ever wanted to talk about that.
At home, too.
At home. So it's not. And then, you know, after that, he kept talking about we need an NFC championship at home. Well, guess what? Last year, you could have had it, and you had it the year before that, tanked it away to the Niners. So it's more like he kept wanting a home playoff game. I need a home playoff game. I'm always on the road. It really took away from, like, the frozen tundra scare. Like, because San Francisco goes in there, beats us. They did it with Kaepernick in 2013 when he rushed for 187 yards on us.
Yeah.
Like, home didn't matter anymore. And for me, Rodgers' legacy, is he a great? For me, yes. He's a great. He's probably top five, in my opinion, statistically and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he will go down as the most disappointing first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, I was trying to think of a player that I could argue with you on. I can't.
From a clutch perspective, you may be correct.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you could be right.
I mean, how many opportunities did he have to go win the big game?
And it's an easy one to say because he's not everybody's favorite guy.
Yep.
We've said that. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
He's Rodgers. Borderline my favorite guy. I love him to death, but he's an arrogant guy. I get that. Whatever. But, I'm ready to get off the Aaron topic. You know, I think everybody is, right? Like, nobody.
Yeah.
Everybody's tired of wondering what he's going to do. And
you were talking about
we
us.
We need Brad.
No, so let's talk a little bit about your Patriots, Sammy. I mean, I it was disappointing as well.
Yeah, it was disappointing, but expected.
What'd they lose to?
They lost to the Bills. The Bills coming off. Emotional week.
How could you not expect it? Yeah. The Bills have more to play for.
Bills are going to win the Super Bowl right now.
No.
They fucking better.
What did y'all think about the kickoff, though?
Wasn't that weird?
Wait a minute. Was that a little weird, dude? Wait a minute. Yes, if you watch the replay, when I watched it happen live, I wanted to know why it was Jabril Peppers, I think that's his name, number 3.
Yes.
Peppers. For some reason, he's coached not to do this, and he did it. He went away from his, I guess, his lane and went inside for no reason. I have a feeling, I don't know, I've never really seen a blatant run back like that. It just seemed like it was, like, too coincidental, like they wanted them to run it back.
Someone who's watched wrestling his entire life and knows fake, that was fake.
Right. No, Peppers went straight inside
and just let him go out.
That's what took
the NFL so long to finally cancel that game, the Bengals and Bills game, right? Because they had to rewrite the script.
Oh, gosh.
They had to rewrite the script.
They had the writers fucking shaking upstairs.
Yeah, they were like, shit, what are we going
to
do now?
You're taught as a special teams player to shed tackles on special teams to the sideline.
You got
to
stay
because
in your lane.
Because if you shed a tackle inside, there's no gap fulfillment because he's shedding to the sideline. So when the guy to your left is shedding to the sideline and you shed in, you're leaving a void
I wish
that nobody can cover. So
Yeah.
For me, it's like everybody went inside. It's not even him. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, I felt like everybody just went this way, and this dude just kind of is Hines, right?
Raheem Hines, yeah.
Yeah.
They just traded for him in October.
And then he did it twice?
He did it again in the second half.
I mean, what are the odds that everyone does? The one thing you're taught, everyone does.
That's and it's a Bill Belichick the first special kick. Team defense.
The first kick.
They don't run them back on Bill often, especially not twice in
they're
the game.
They're too disciplined.
Yeah, they're too good.
Way too disciplined.
It was weird.
And you want to know another hot take I have on the whole situation with DeMar and the Bengals? I may get in trouble for this one.
Oh, Lord.
How about cancel?
If that, game, if that game happens at noon when there's eight other football games going on, that game doesn't get postponed. It won't happen. Ooh, it won't happen. That game was canceled and postponed, whatever you want to call it, because it was on the big stage.
Yeah.
Everybody's
watching.
It was
the only game on.
It was the only game on. If they don't do nothing, they look disrespectful to him and his family.
You're saying that if it was a 12 o'clock game where there's eight other games on.
You see,
how many times you've been at my house and there's three TVs going on in the garage at noon and like you're just kind of flipping through Red Zone because there's so much going on, right? Yeah. Like not all eyes are on that situation.
Yeah. No, you're 1,000% right because Monday is the primetime slot where everyone's watching.
I can see that.
You see what I'm saying though? Like if that game happens at noon, I feel like that. I mean, I get the severity of it.
I won't downplay that. What I was gonna say is when I watched that with my wife, we were watching this game. Initially, way before anything, before we knew they were going to cancel the game or postpone it, I told her, and I've never seen it before, I said, this game is not going to be played anymore. Before they even announced, I said, this game's over. And it happened.
There was
but I called it because I knew. I'm like, there's no way.
The severity of the CPR.
Okay, LeBron, I see you.
No, I'm just saying, like.
I was going to go to the game, but
never,
I knew it
I've
wasn't
never seen
be played.
It. I've never seen them cancel
I knew they were
going to
run it back.
I've never seen them cancel a game, but. In that moment, I knew that was going to be canceled. I disagree. I think if it would have happened at noon, it still would have been canceled.
No, there's no way because I feel like on Sundays the machine is going. The machine is going so much that if something happens like that, I just card them off to the side.
But I think it's an interesting take. I mean,
because
the NFL looked bad because they said they were going to play in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and then they try to cover it up.
Yeah, saying that they never said they were going to resume.
Yeah, so Joe Buck and Troy Aikman just made it up.
And then they show Roger Goodell wearing a number three hat. Like, come on, man, that's.
Do you think the NFL is that corrupt? Is it that corrupt?
I feel it's if the because I see this a lot. You'll see this a lot in wrestling and in UFC. If the NFL did not have that players union, or the NFLPA, the NFL players would be treated like absolute dog shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to have that union.
Because it would be a big problem
also
with the NFLPA.
Hot take.
All sports
because
have to have that union.
That's true. And then the owners. See, so like I've always been big, so. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to get it.
The NFL.
I'm not going to talk about that one on this show.
The NFL.
I probably
a scam.
Should, but yeah. I'm not going.
Like,
to.
I mean,
the NFL is a scam. Period. You're not going to tell me. I don't know how much money the NFL makes. I don't know what their revenues are. Billion, probably billions, maybe. I don't know what.
Oh,
their
it's multiple billions.
Yeah.
Because if you break it down,
why are they a nonprofit?
Yeah, it's true.
And classified as an entertainment business.
It's true.
I mean, that's one of the biggest scams. I mean, this billion-dollar company doesn't pay taxes.
That's nuts.
And if you look at all their profits, yeah, they're on
call it
pay
corrupt. I call it smart.
I mean, it's smart.
That's just me thinking. And here,
but if you don't think anything,
look, I'll let y'all put if the shoe fits, wear it. But to talk like I'm not going to talk about the situation and call out the situation. But what I'm about to say, you can apply any situation that you think it is. If I'm an NFL owner, I hire who I want. I don't care what else comes with it. When I'm an owner, I pay who I want. I hire who I want. I make whatever schedule I want. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
As an owner, to your point, I'm in the construction world, have been for years. I did a project in Colorado, and it was union. I go over there thinking, hey, I'm going to pay you this, 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 and that. It's like, no, we start here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And union, man, it was, mind you, I'm a 24-year-old.
Change of plan.
Fucking, I'm thinking I'm top of the world. I come in, call the shots, and then that union, that the workforce union that I dealt with over there in Colorado, it's like, no, you're going to pay me this. you're going to pay him that? And I'm like, hold on, like buckling up. And I'm like, they're like, it's union, Dom. You have to. It's not necessarily like that in the NFL, but there's things that the union does to benefit players, I'd imagine. And Brad probably can speak on this better than anybody.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm speaking hearsay here, but like if it wasn't for the union, you're 100% correct, Eric. I think that there would be a lot of $2 million quarterbacks.
You could
not, they would be mistreated. Yeah, the players would be mistreated.
If you want a key example for wrestling fans or for UFC fans, look how little those guys get paid. Top stars in WWE who travel 300 plus days a year, they get paid $1 million, if that. And you have to pay for all your expenses. UFC
what?
Fighters, yeah.
But they make it in toys and all the shit that you buy.
Nope. Ever since they have certain deals, no. They make...
The WWE makes that money?
Yeah. At one point, it used to be you get 1.5 and you get merch sales off of toys, DVDs,
etc. I was about to say, you got to have royalties or something.
Yeah, you get pay-per-view stuff. Now they have the WWE Network where it's connected to NBC. You don't get pay-per-view bonuses. All the bonuses are gone. What you get paid is what you get paid.
Wow.
And talking to my father-in-law, those guys have to pay for all their expenses, hotel, flights, food, and they're athletes. And once you're done wrestling, you're done. So many people who don't take the Rock route, they end up bums. They end up with nothing. Same thing with UFC fighters. UFC fighters, Dana White will pay, I don't know what he'll exactly pay, but if you're not on the McGregor scale, you get paid, let's say you get paid $500,000. That goes to your gym, your coach, taxes. Oh.
But you know, but here's my thing on that, Chancho. Like, if you don't like it, don't fight.
That is true. That is true, but it's the same sense.
As an owner, if the UFC goes bankrupt, who has the risk?
That is true. And the one good thing that UK that does, which I agree completely, that comes out of not having a union in UFC is, and same thing with wrestling, you can come and go as you please.
Because exactly.
Look, it's ruined boxing.
Yes.
Boxing is ruined because of that. Because the promoter...
Until April 15th. We'll talk about that.
But that's true. I mean, yes, they get underpaid, but
I like that.
The fights that they have are fucking way better than what boxing's been because of the promoters.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of posts about Dana White and all that, but we're probably going down a rabbit hole here. But
no, we need to. We need content.
But for me, it's just like if you don't like what somebody's paying you at the professional level,
just smack them.
That or don't fucking play. You don't. Hey, quarterback, if you don't like the $15 million I want to give you, then don't fucking be my quarterback. You know what I mean? Like,
I would say
that. And a lot of people are not going to agree with that. But for me, it's just like, dude, you've got Joe Blow over here who's, we all say it. Right now, the 4A freight train would play in an NFL game. Give me $5,000. Give me $5,000.
You're looking
and Brad's
at it.
And Brad's got to be on the other team. That's the stipulation. I don't care what you pay him, but I got to go against Brad.
You're looking at it as a business standpoint, which seeing how my dad operates, I get that 100% because it's like if you don't want to do it, then don't fucking do it because someone else will take your spot.
Exactly.
1,000%.
100%.
Yes. But when you're taking the chance of something happened like Damar Hamlin, then that puts you in a shit situation.
It does.
So it's a gamble either way. Damned if you do, damned if you don't, no matter what.
But I guess you know what I'm getting at on this subject is like if a team goes bankrupt, the players, staff, everybody's probably going to lose their job, right?
Yeah.
But they're not going to have to have their assets seized. They're not going to have to go through what an owner would have to go through.
Yeah.
So like whenever everybody's like, "Oh, you know, he's making a 45% profit margin on me and I get him this much money." It's like I'm making 45% because if I go bankrupt, I'm risking 100% of what I'm.
I think that makes a great. And you're kind of like Brad was saying, hey, you already earned your money from what you already did. You don't have to go out and earn it every day. Remember,
your contract isn't based on what you're going to do. Your contract is based on what you've done.
So you're saying owners are being paid for the possible mishaps or stresses.
Owners
that are
being paid because I get it. A lot of it's
the risk.
The risk, right? And how many there's probably not many, right? Because a lot of this is inherited.
Of course.
But like their family at the very beginning took the risk.
Mm-hmm. A lot of,
and
most
put
of them
in
are.
The money and did all that. And to be completely honest with you, you can wipe out the whole players, every player in the NFL right now, you can wipe it out and put the replacements, so to say, in like the movie, in a Packers uniform, bet your ass I'm watching on Sunday. I don't care who it is. As long as it's titled the NFL.
It's a logo.
Somebody's
going to
emerge as the best player in the NFL. It doesn't matter if it's today's type of players.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Speaking on that, the playoffs are here. I mean, we are, I mean.
You don't want to go over that shit show that was the Dallas Cowboys first?
I mean, we can talk about it when we talk about who they're going to play.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, I'm gonna jump into the AFC first. We've got the number 5-seeded Chargers going to the number 4-seeded Jaguars, the 6-seed Ravens going to the 3-seed Bengals.
Real quick. Within 5 years, Jags are winning the Super Bowl.
Oh wow. That's not a bad thing.
Okay.
That's an interesting take from you, Andrew.
Number 7 Miami going to number 2 Buffalo. And KC's the 1 seed, so they got the bye, which they'll play the lowest seeded winner out of the wild card round. And I believe there's an interesting situation with the AFC championship. Sammy, I'm not too intimate with that situation, but you may be able to speak on it with the game being played at a neutral site.
Yes. If the Chiefs play the Bills in the AFC championship, that would be a neutral site game. Because
it has to be them two?
Yes, only them two.
Okay. So
I don't know why the math ended up being that way because of the game that did not happen.
Question. I have a question. Wait, I forgot to ask this. You talked about it, brought it up.
Raise your hand.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. What?
This is rude.
What happened to all the bets in Vegas, all the bookies, all that shit?
Canceled.
And all the.
Canceled.
Is it wiped off?
Wiped out. You get your
money. Gotta be a no contest.
No contest bet.
Okay. Cause that's crazy because that and COVID.
I heard. I don't know. I heard that.
Oh, I'm just curious. Okay, you can proceed.
Anyways, Chargers at Jags. Give me your take on that.
Yeah, now watch the Jags this weekend. They have a nice defense.
Very nice.
They Trevor nice Lawrence is playing too. Good. Yeah, he's playing really good. He didn't do very good this last week, though. I'd like to say that the Jaguars, that's going to be a fun game to
Jaguars
watch.
At home.
It's Herbert's first playoff game. It's Lawrence's first playoff game.
Lawrence is a man. That's a man.
They're both great players.
That flow.
That might be the best game of the weekend, maybe.
Trevor Lawrence scares me because his face is just huge.
Hey,
it's long.
Like, I feel like if I talked to him in person, I would be, like, terrified of the dude.
And his voice, too. My wife's like, he doesn't sound like he looks, and he don't.
His face is just me and Marlene were talking about this. Like, his face is just big, bro. Like,
and he's a big son of a gun.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to say something's wrong with him, but I'm just saying, like, he's just got very big features in his face.
The tism?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, he just looks like, is it masculine? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
He looks like a woman?
No.
Because there is a girl that
looks
that,
just like him.
That went viral that looks just like him.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
That's very true.
But, I mean, no lie, though, that is definitely a dude. The way he looks, he's starting to get it together. That definitely looks like
let's talk about this, Chancho. You just said that in 5 years you're getting a Super Bowl, and is it because of that man?
I think so. Dude, there's something about it. Okay, I don't even know what, but a couple years ago, I was at the Cowboys game when Dallas beat the dog shit out of Jaguars, and then something came to me. It was like God touched me and said, they're going up. And for some reason, dude, I don't know why, watching them play the Titans, watching them play against Dallas, because Dallas is good. But they sent Dak on the downward spiral. But watching them against Dallas, it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And
defense wins championships, and they are definitely proving it because Derrick Henry could not do a goddamn thing.
Well, he rushed for over 100, and he looked great.
30 carries, though. It was a lot of carries. Yeah.
I mean, that's
a Derrick Henry
like,
game,
he was averaging
though.
Like seven yards a rush
mm-hmm.
through halftime. But I see what you're saying because I agree with you. That's a great team.
And not everyone has a Derrick Henry.
And, you know, Trevor Lawrence was one of the highest-rated quarterbacks coming out of college. Next to Andrew Luck, next to Peyton Manning, those two guys.
Mm.
And Trevor Lawrence was right there with those guys, if not graded higher than Luck.
Okay, so you're talking about grading.
Yeah,
the grading
as far
system.
As coming
yes.
out. Yeah, so.
I've liked Lawrence. I've always liked him. I was concerned about his career when he got drafted by the Jags.
Yeah.
I mean, as anybody is, right? Because in college, like, you look at some of the throws he makes. You look at his arm strength. You look at his mobility. The mind game, right, that he has. You put him on the Bills are still the 2 seed, in my opinion.
Well, no, you can place him wherever
you
need to, and he will work.
And he will work. He'll be your guy. But
he has long hair and
it was just with that team.
Make it work.
With their owner falling asleep during the game. Y'all saw that, right?
Shaka Khan.
Is it Khan, right? Yeah, yeah. Khan. And his son's all energetic in, with the Jags. But
his son is, okay. Okay. His son owns a wrestling company. And like that boy likes to hug a little bit too much. I borderline think he's closet.
His is closet, he closet gay.
Dude. Did you see the way he was jumping all over the football players?
No, like I didn't see that.
That's what, that's the part I'm getting at. I did see that video.
And then with the same thing with the press conference with the wrestlers after the pay-per-view, bro, he hugs way too damn long.
He, it's a different culture. Maybe he's, you know.
Well, he's so weird.
I don't, Eric, I've never seen him, I don't think.
Your thoughts on the Chargers-Jags game?
I like Herbert.
You like Herbert in this one? Yeah,
I like him. I like him on it.
I feel like they're not consistent enough. Like, yeah, when the Chargers are on, they're fucking on.
Hey, but when Eckler's going, man, when Eckler can get the ball in his hands and be effective, they're dangerous. Because then you have no choice but to put seven in the box at least. And then he's got Mike Williams and Allen out there.
Oh, he has weapons, man.
He's got – and then that Palmer guy?
Yeah.
they might be on to something. So – before we move on, I need y'all's picks for this game. Not spread. I need money line picks here for all our listeners out here. This is going to be our little miniature against the spread segment in this playoffs game. Or in this playoff atmosphere, they are set. Money line only, money line only. Sammy.
It's going to be a good game.
Chargers, Jags.
Give me Herbert and the Chargers.
Ooh. Chancho.
Going the Jaggy Jags.
Chargers.
I'm going Chargers. Oh, we all went Chargers except Chancho?
Yeah.
Never know. All right. People. The Ravens head to Joe Shiesty in the Bengals. I think I'm pretty sure I know who's going to win this game. This is probably going to be one of the blowout games in the
playoffs. Yeah, I think so.
In my opinion, I'm heavy, heavy, heavy Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Cool is the man. He's back. Cigar smoking, locker room vibing. That dude is, he's just a man. I mean, Eric, I don't know what your take is on
it. Solid joke, but I don't know if I could say it on this show.
No, Joe Burrow, he's hot right now, man. He's hot. So
he's the guy.
Yeah, he's gonna get it done easily.
Wasn't vibing last week.
What's your thought on the show, John? On the show, I know what your thought is on the show. what's your take on this game?
Man, I feel like, has Lamar Jackson got his money yet?
Nope.
He's blowing the game. He's not going to give a fuck.
he's also missed three weeks in a row?
Yeah.
He's been gone, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
I mean, you don't want to come back into the season, risk your injury getting worse.
Being paid for it?
Well, when you got your contract negotiations still to go.
If he was really bad, he would just say, I'm not going to play. No money, no play.
Right, and that's what, and he might be doing, like his agent might be like, hey, you're not gonna play, like I wouldn't pay, and be like, hey, don't play when they lose in the first.
Oh, he doesn't, huh? That's him weird. And his mom represent him,
dude. He's
probably why he ain't got his money.
Like, baby, you don't need play. They don't give me that money.
Could
stay
be
stay home
playing a little bit hard to get, kind of.
Yeah, like
hard
take
ball,
what,
not
take
hard
what,
to get hard.
Okay, because to be completely honest with you, the top, and here's a fun fact for everybody: the four highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL all didn't make the playoffs. Every single one of them didn't make
who
the
are
playoffs.
They?
Yeah.
Who
are Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson.
Hey, he prayed at the 50.
Blank. I went blank.
Right, he's
went
earned
blank.
It.
Oh, Deshaun Watson.
Massage man.
That's a crazy.
And who? I just saw this stat.
Don't tell me it's Matthews.
Or no. Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, Stafford.
He just got his deal. Oh, Kyler Murray.
Oh, Kyler. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Listen, this takes just real quick. This takes it back to exactly your point. Now I see it as a business standpoint. All those are the highest paid quarterbacks. You are definitely taking a fucking gamble as an owner to put all that money
into
those guys.
Exactly.
And they don't make it.
And every single one of them, the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, all four of them didn't make the playoffs.
And then you got.
And here's another fun stat for everybody. Only one quarterback in the NFC was taken in the first round.
Who is that?
Daniel Jones.
I want to see Kyler Murray's KD on Call of Duty. It must.
Everybody else wasn't taken in the first round. And then here's another crazy fact for you. Did y'all know Patrick Mahomes is the oldest quarterback in the AFC playoffs?
Oh, shit.
He's getting up there.
He's 27 years old.
Holy shit.
He's the oldest quarterback in the AFC playoffs.
So how old is Herbert?
Herbert's 24.
And how old is Lawrence?
23.
Damn.
It's a fun fact.
Jackson Mahomes,
I wonder,
fuck up.
That's crazy to think about, though.
It is.
A 27-year-old quarterback, and Patrick Mahomes is the oldest quarterback.
And then I guess so that makes 20. I guess Josh Allen 25.
He's 25.
You hear that, Tom Brady? Your days are fucking numbered, old man.
Oh, they've been numbered.
Ain't nobody touching that guy.
You're going to the,
the oldest in that side. So real quick, guys, Baltimore at Cincinnati. Who's your pick? Money line.
Easy, easy, easy. Bengals win.
Joe Shiesty for me.
Yeah, Cincy.
I'm going to Cincinnati.
Sweep. And we don't know if Tiny Arm 2 is going to play in this game, but they head to Buffalo against the magic hot Buffalo Bills right now, the Super Bowl running Buffalo Bills right now. I even if Tua plays, I like the Bills, to be completely frank.
Dude, you need to lay off the Tua jokes. He is one hit away from having scrambled eggs riding the short bus.
Hell no. You know why?
You're going to be shaming.
You know why I'm not going to lay off? Because if he, you know when I told myself I was going to lay off of him?
When he's dead?
No. That was my second thought. But if he beat the Packers, it was like, I'll never call him Tiny Arm 2 again. That would just mean I'm a hater.
That was just a big break.
We pick him off three times. I'm going crazy in the group chat. Like, this is why I call him. And especially against my Packers, like, I'm going crazy. That's a very good football team. That's a very promising football team. Love their head coach. I love Miami's head coach.
Dude, he's awesome as fuck.
He's so cool. Like, that's a dude I'd run through a wall for and just want to play for, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he admits that he's wrong. Like, he gets your... Anyways, I just don't know if they're ready for that stage. And here's what I would have liked, and here's a different opinion I have of the Dolphins. If they're playing anybody else but the Buffalo Bills in the wild card round, they probably go to the divisional round.
I can see that because the Bills have so much to play for right now.
Think about this. It's hard to beat a team twice in the NFL in the same year. Imagine having to play them a third time. This is a divisional game. This is the second divisional game in the playoffs on the AFC side. So for me, it's like it's very difficult to do that. And Josh Allen, those guys, they've been there before. They know what the moment's going to bring. Bills Mafia is going to be in full effect. They're at home. They're playing for something right now.
Okay. You already convinced me. The Bills, okay? My pick.
Thank you. Sammy, who's your pick?
You got me.
Man, there's always an upset, right?
But oh, no.
Not this one.
No, okay. I was going to say.
There's always an upset, man. But not this one.
Yeah. Chancho.
Is this our third game we've gone over?
Yeah.
How coincidental is this planned? I don't know. You tell me. I'm going to the Bills.
Thank you.
Question. In what world does Tua have to call to hang it up and Aaron Rodgers goes to Miami? They can't let his brains get scrambled anymore, dude.
You know, gross. I don't think. I think because of the Tyreek Hill deal, I don't think they have enough cap space to afford Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think he's that kind though? Or you think he just wants
to win? But I will say that would be a crazy fit for Rodgers, because he'd have the weapons, like he'd have
a little bit different green,
yeah. And you got a cheetah at receiver, Waddle. He'd probably bring in a tight end, maybe a running back.
Don't they have a good one at
Gajetsky or something like that?
Yeah, he's a nice player, but that'd be a nice team.
It'd be a nice team for him. He'd win that division.
Nah. That'd be so crazy to see him in a Dolphin uniform.
It's crazy I said that with Josh Allen in that division. But Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he'd definitely look
awkward. He'd fucking look wild.
He'd look awkward. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers in a Dolphin.
It'd be like one of those Emmitt Smith and Cardinals jerseys.
Could you imagine him wearing those teals?
Yeah, he'd look weird, right? Yeah.
That's crazy, but hey, I mean, it's not far-fetched, I guess. I never thought about that one. So, with that being said, everybody goes Bills, right?
Yes.
That would mean that Herbert and the Chargers would go to
I just couldn't Kansas trust City. Anyone with the name Herbert.
And then we'd set up a matchup between the Bengals and the Bills. Oh, shit.
Dude, okay, damn. Listen. Listen.
Yeah.
Hot topic.
Dom,
run it back.
If there was ever a year for the Bills to make it and finally slay the dragon that is Patrick Mahomes in the AFC Championship game, this is the year. This is the fucking year.
Yep, I agree. But I'll tell you what. That Mahomes looks really good right now. What pisses me off about Mahomes? He does everything you teach a quarterback not to do, and he's successful at doing it.
That is true.
They did.
You don't throw across your body. You don't throw no-look passes. You don't shovel the ball outside the tackle.
A gay brother.
Everything
all of it.
You teach a quarterback not to do, that motherfucker does for touchdowns. Anyways.
He's special.
Dude, they did that ring around the rosies play and still fucking scored. If it weren't for that flag.
But, you know, people were like, oh, that was being funny. And like that's very deceptive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you lose track of where Mahomes is in the little fucking the little ring around the rosy. They break the huddle. You're still looking for him. They're already set. They snapped the ball. You still hadn't even touched your heels on the turf.
You think they run that game against a team they respect in a meaningful spot?
No.
They run that play?
I think so because he makes a perfect point.
I do.
It throws you the fuck off. If you're on defense and you have to watch, if you have assignments, you got to watch that player, and you're like, and if they do it quick enough, they break out of the huddle, do it.
No, the play's great. I love it. I just think I've never seen an NFL offense disrespect. It just looked like screw them.
I feel like it's more because it's the Raiders.
It was
too.
Humiliating to the Raiders. You know, it's like we're just going to do this crazy thing.
And here's my thing: like, if they do it, if they did it to a divisional opponent, you think they wouldn't do it to the Bills or you know what I mean?
I don't think they would.
Anything they do like that to the Bills is considered disrespectful, so they can't. Do
also,
it.
It's very situational. You got to look at what the score was, when it was in the game. Like, it's very situational, in my opinion. The
opponent was trash.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest situation of it all. The opponent was trash. It was like, let's do that play we were messing around with in practice.
Snow globe. That's what the name was.
So they were bullying, is what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's bully ball.
I love it, though.
Remember that one play for practice we were fucking around?
I like
try
that.
It? Yeah, sure.
Just right.
Boom.
Snow globe.
Let's move on over to the NFC side, guys. The Philadelphia Eagles are the one seed. The two seed's going to be the 49ers. The three seed's the Minnesota Vikings. And the four is Tampa Bay. Wild card weekend opens with, and I don't want to say opens with, but this is how they're listed in my phone. So Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. The Giants travel to Minnesota, and the Seahawks travel to the 49ers. Let's dive right into it. The Cowboys, Brady's 6-0 against the Cowboys in career, or 7-0, one of the two, I don't know. I just know he ain't lost to him his whole career, and we all know how long that's been, right?
You know Giselle can take his rings from him if she wanted to?
Why?
Three of the rings they got.
Tell him to give his back. Tell her to give hers back too. Then
three of the rings that he acquired while playing the Super Bowl, they were married. So by law, if she wanted to, she could either say, "Give me the rings" or "Give me the value of the rings."
That's only if the divorce was split 50-50, though.
Did they have a prenup? They had to, right?
So, yeah, there's
got to be
even
a prenup.
If it wasn't,
yeah, because she was worth more than him.
Yeah, she's
worth way
quadruple
more.
Yeah.
But if she wanted to be a bitch about it,
huh? I'd just give her the rings. I'm gonna be in Canton anyways.
They'd just be right across the street from each other anyway.
See his new chick?
No way.
They live right across the street. I think they bought a house across.
Why
the
street. Kanye did it? It was a stalker move, but he can do it.
It's a common thing though. You ever? I don't know. We were just
co-parent.
About this.
It's a co-parent. Yeah,
what the hell, Hollywood?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, she.
Yeah,
but it's a common thing.
Or he bought a house across
the street. No, she did.
She did. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the best things you could do, honestly. If you're that good, if that's that good of a
the house for sale already?
You know
or
what
did
I do?
She just be
you
like,
know what
hey,
I do?
I'm gonna buy your house. What do you want for it?
I mean,
I'd play so many mind games with him. Like if I'm Dak, I DM her like, hey, I don't want to do anything with you, but like, can I pull up and park outside your house and walk in? we're not gonna do anything.
Just
like, I just want to walk in and then imagine like
it was her trainer, wasn't it, that she was cheating on him with?
No, I was a soccer player.
It was a taekwondo trainer, yeah, like a martial art.
Guys, anyways, Sammy, give me your take on the Cowboys Tampa game.
That's gonna be a cool game. I think Cowboys are favored, but like you said, you know, the dominance from Brady against the Cowboys. And he got his connection back with Mike Evans in the last couple of weeks. I just see Dak, and I see in capabilities. I've been talking to Chris all day. Dak Prescott underwhelms. He's 1-3 career in the playoffs.
And I saw that. I saw that one in live. That one game live.
The one that they won. They beat Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he didn't look too great in that one either. No? And he, as of late, hasn't looked great.
He looks bad.
He looks bad.
And I like Dak. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful person. But what might bail him out is that defense. I guess Van Dresch is coming back and some others.
I just don't feel when you got Tom Brady, how Tom Brady is. Playoff Tom Brady's different. He hadn't beat the Cowboys. Now it seems like now they're already finished with a divorce. He's getting his head clear. He's kissing his son on the lips again or whatever he's doing. He's going to come back, and he's going to fucking beat Tom Brady of old. He got one more left in the chamber.
And that's Monday night. Like
Monday
how
night.
Exciting is that?
So what's his record?
He's 6-0 against the Cowboys.
It's 7.
He makes a living. He just murders them.
Yeah.
He's never lost to him. And
he was playing with Dallas the first game. I was there. He was fucking with them, just throwing to Julio and Mike Evans.
And like, if you want to throw the rewind, you know, button a little bit there, or if you want to push the rewind button, I should say, they looked hideous this past week, the Cowboys.
Ooh, Dallas?
I mean, they just looked bad against the Commanders. Dak looked horrible. Yeah. And there's a lot of people like, oh, well, maybe we needed that going into the playoffs, right? Like, no, because guess what happened last year? If you want to push the rewind button, they scored 50 points in Week 18 last year.
Really?
They scored 50 points, and now everybody's like, oh, that's the confidence booster we needed. Yada, yada, yada. You go in and lose to the 49ers in the first round.
Oh, you're right.
They put up 50 points in the last week of the NFL regular season last year.
They played the Cardinals?
Somebody. I believe so, maybe. And they get San Fran at home. Deebo runs all over them.
Yeah, that was an ugly game.
I don't know what to expect in this one, but one way or another, I feel like the feeling in the NFL right now is symbolizing the word end to me. Word end.
I don't get it.
Rodgers, done.
Okay.
A lot of things are over. Tom Brady's reign over the Cowboys is over.
Think so?
I think Dak Prescott, as much hate as he's getting right now, throwing all the interceptions all over the board. There's something about that defense that I feel like is going to frustrate Tom. I never like to bet against Tom Brady, but I would not put money on this. Let me tell you that right now. But in my heart, I think that the Cowboys might pull this one off by 3 or 4 points.
No, and that makes sense, because even Tampa's offense is not elite.
They're not gelling right now.
Hell, they finished the year. They won their division, but with a losing record. They're not a great team.
They're not. If you look at the two teams, and I saw both of them warming up, I'd take the team that's wearing whatever. Are they wearing the dark blue or the navy blue or whatever they're wearing this Monday?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, if they wear navy blue, we're fucked. That's a curse.
Yeah, that's what they were just talking about. Yeah.
And if you want to break it down, Dallas, someone went through their schedule, and on Twitter, there's like a trend going on where they win two or lose one or two, then they win four. Mm-hmm. Everyone's saying because they lost this one against the Redskins, they're due for four, which leads them to the Super Bowl. I think that's horse shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, when you go through Dallas's playoffs, they made C.J. Anderson look like a stud when they played the Rams a couple years ago. They look like ass when they get to the playoffs. They look good the first round, get embarrassed the second round. I don't see that. Let's be honest here. If it were any other team other than the Commanders, they would have lost. That team would have put up 45. There is a few picks that should have been picks that the defense dropped. Dak is throwing the same routes like fucking playing Madden, and it's ending him in interceptions. Their offense scores a touchdown and they miss the extra point, the fucking easiest point you can get. I do not think that they're ready at all.
Debatable. That field goal's hard.
Now it is.
Now it is.
33 yards.
It ain't from the 2 yard line anymore.
Yeah, it is hard.
And people would still miss that. But anyways, I see what you're saying though, Chandra.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. Eric, what's your take on this game?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's a good
Tom
one. Eat it off.
Brady.
Thomas Edward Brady.
He's just Tom Brady, right? I mean, he is. He is what he is. He's a playoff guy.
If you take Dallas being
the GOAT.
If you take Dallas being the playoff people that they are, and you take Tom Brady being the playoff god that he is,
yeah.
Bet your money on Tom Brady all day, no matter what.
All day. But
there's the but.
He left me in fucking left field alone, I see.
It's what I've been saying the entire year.
How about Dak?
About the Cowboys. They're shitty 1 week, and they're on the next.
And did you see the stat, Eric? Were you the one that sent it in the group or something?
No, I don't know.
It's literally win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. And this is their win week.
Are you talking about the pattern?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I saw the one that you were talking about, Chancho, okay. Where it's like loss and then a two-game win streak. Loss, four-game win streak. Lost
the way this one goes, they're
streak.
Set up for a 4-win streak. That's what that's
And then
what.
They just lost, and it's supposed to be a 4-game win streak. That's like their trend
that's
for
dangerous.
The season, right? Or whatever it is. And I'm just telling you, Tom Brady is probably studying that Commanders film in and out right now.
He has a lot
wondering
to prove.
What the hell did they do
wow.
to just turn that Cowboys defense into trash.
I wish Chris was here.
I'm telling you, it's the Cowboys week.
You think so?
It's the Cowboys.
I'm with you, Eric. I really am with you.
They
really
put it on Tom Brady, make him 7-1 against him. Tom Brady cries, kisses his newfound girlfriend.
Because
he's been playing like God, like a God since they've gotten together.
Stays up too late.
Right?
He's playing.
Stays up too late.
He's playing because he got some new honey up in the stands. Yeah. He's busting lows like he's 20 again.
But the my pick is the Cowboys. The Cowboys are kind of, they're going to come out, they're going to get the W, and then they're probably going to go to Philly, right?
And then,
actually, ooh. 1 second. It all depends on the other game.
I thought it's well, the yeah, 49ers.
Right. So we'll do the bullcorn scenario once
we
all
after
have
we
our
pick,
picks.
After we pick.
Those. So we've all got. No, we don't all got. You've got. Sammy, you're the one that hasn't said it yet. Give me your take.
Oh, Bucks.
You going Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa Bray?
Not because they're great, just because I don't trust Dak.
I got you.
Incapabilities.
You know what's worse? Have y'all seen, everyone's seen it, how they show Dak throwing the interception and the next fucking commercial is him? I got to sleep well to play great when I have my games on that mattress commercial.
Oh, it does the opposite.
We're fucking.
You know what's funny about that DirecTV commercial?
What?
With that Dak is with the housewives?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He throws a pick.
Oh, my gosh.
He threw a pick to the housewife. How
ironic. Bro. Oh, he did?
Dude, yeah.
He's going to.
Well, I would never shoot a commercial that like made me look bad like
he's
that.
Gonna do,
that
was terrible. He's going to do.
I saw
Baker
it the other day, and I was like.
I never caught that.
He literally just threw a pick to the commercial.
He does it in real life. He does it in commercials.
He's going to do that what Baker Mayfield did, got all the endorsements doing the commercials, fucking completely lose sight of the game.
Loser. Man, what a loser.
Sam, what'd you say? I rebuke that comment? Is that what you said?
I rebuke that comment.
I rebuke that comment.
In other words, like that's the worst thing you can say to me.
I am going Dallas. Who you got?
I'm going, you're getting in my head. It's because I love the Cowboys, but I'm a realist when it comes to it.
I like that.
So be real with what history tells you.
That I'm going the Bucks. Then I'm going the Bucks.
And I got the Cowboys. Cowboys.
Damn, we're a split. We're going to have to figure this out.
So yeah. Who did you pick?
I picked Dallas.
Cowboys, Bucks.
Okay. I want to make a crazy bet about y'all shaving my head, but I got to go somewhere at the fucking end of the month. So
yeah,
I don't want to be on vacation looking like a fucking
bum.
A mental asylum kid or some shit like that.
Okay.
Great comparison.
Yeah.
The Giants head to Minnesota. I think that this is the upset game, if there's going to be one. Mainly, I don't like the Vikings. But
ever since Dallas beat their ass, they've been off. They have been off. I can see Giants beat
well, the Daboll, is that how you say his last?
Yeah, Brian Daboll.
He's the coach of the year, in my opinion.
He's a great coach.
He's a great coach. They're rallying behind him. Damn, that is six seed versus three. And they go to Minnesota on the road. But this game's kind of shaky to me. This is either going to be the most exciting game of the weekend or the most boring game. No in between.
Yeah, and I'm
in my opinion.
Daniel Jones is playing hot, and I don't trust, like you said, we talked about, I don't trust Dak. I don't trust
Primos.
Yeah, I don't know. Cousins. I would take the Giants here. He's playing great, and they got Barkley. I mean, their defense is doing well. The Giants.
Chancho, your take on this.
I am going to go. Oh, shit, dude. I don't know. That's really.
This is a weird one, huh?
That's a tough one because I feel when it comes to playoffs, we'll go. No, even the Giants have been there.
Giants have also won two Super Bowls as like a six seed.
You know what?
Right? Yes.
You know what? Because the NFC East has the rap for being such a bad conference, I'm going to go Giants.
Ooh.
Okay.
Eric?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't really watched either one of these two teams all year, so I don't really know. I'm just going to go with Minnesota.
You didn't watch the comeback against the Bills?
Who you picking?
I picked Giants, but Minnesota's really good in close games, too.
But prime time, Kurt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
I'm picking
that's
against
the only
Kurt.
Thing
that's
that you know
tough. And he just
Kurt.
Got his ass whooped in Lambeau like 41-10.
I watched that.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah,
it's not really prime. Is it going to be prime time? I mean, there's going to be two games.
It's
going
playoffs.
On.
I mean, it's prime time.
They're playing Monday night or Sunday night?
This one's going to be a Sunday. I want to say Sunday, like at noon.
Sunday at three.
Sunday
at three.
Yeah.
The only noon game is
Sunday.
The Buffalo.
What is considered prime time?
Playoffs. Every single one of these games are prime time.
Well, yeah, but a prime
but there's prime time playoff game, Monday which night. Is which is the like Dallas Sunday Tampa, the late games every day.
Why don't we watch the game here next week?
Because it is the Cowboys and people are going to watch with like their families and stuff. So I don't know.
We literally halted the fucking championship.
That would be Natty cool, but.
For what happened, for a fucking live scrimmage.
We're going to get into that just in 1 second. So who'd you take, Eric?
I got Minnesota.
I'm going to take Minnesota too. Damn, I just talk crap about him, but I'm taking.
Damn. That's surprising.
I think what's going to happen here is I think this is going to be a game which the Giants can win, but they're not going to be built to win this type of game. Kirk Cousins in the first two quarters is going to go off. And they're going to go into halftime up 14-17. And then it's just going to be a game in which New York isn't built to win a shootout like that or a comeback. Now, I'm telling you right now, Minnesota's going to go cold late in the game because that's just what Kirk Cousins does.
Mm-hmm.
But the Giants aren't built to come back like that. And here's the flip side. Say the Giants take off a whole bunch of possession because they have Barkley, they have these guys, their best defense is their offense type of game where they keep Kirk Cousins and Jefferson off the field. They go up by 10, 14. That is a more manageable game for the Giants to win than if they're down, of course, 10 to 14 points.
What a breakdown from this guy.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff.
Do you want me to make a bold statement?
Yes.
If you give Baker Mayfield a healthy Rams, it'd be Rams all the way.
Oh, gosh.
Lock that shit in.
Good Lord.
We're going to go to that division right now. The 7 seed, the fucking Seahawks, are going to San Francisco. 7-2 here. This is a divisional game. I've talked to some Niner fans personally, some big-time Niner fans, and one of them made a good comment. They said, we'd rather play the freaking Packers than the Seahawks in this round.
Why is that?
And you get back to the divisional game where it's very hard. They've beat the Seahawks twice this year.
Is that out of stats purposes or
it's just hard to beat a team 3 times. And here's another thing, and if you keep this in your back pocket too, Purdy is a new quarterback.
He's a rookie.
Not a lot of people have seen him. There's one team that has, and that's the Seahawks. The Seahawks lost their second game division to Purdy. So they've seen him on the field. You can see somebody on film all you want.
Isn't he Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, he is.
He very much is. And he made a throw to George Kittle in the corner of the end zone. That was not a Mr. Irrelevant throw. And I'll tell you right now, he sure does throw that ball pretty. If you want to,
I see what you did there.
See what I did there. He sure does do it, dude.
He does. He's a good
I feel like he's the real deal. And honestly, if we're talking about the 49ers and their future, you know, you've got Garoppolo, you've got Trey Lance. If Purdy goes in and wins this playoff game, I think he's your guy. I truly believe Purdy's the dude, which puts up a crazy situation in which you've got Garoppolo and Trey Lance, which Garoppolo's on a 1-year deal, I believe.
What if he goes to the Raiders?
It's a very, very much, but is Davante Adams going to want to stay and play with game manager?
That's true.
No, he's not going to.
What if Tom Brady's powers transferred over to this guy, over to Mr. Irrelevant? The passing of the torch, because I've heard nothing but great things about
this. Yes, this Purdy kid can ball, dude. I mean, he can freaking ball. I think that if he loses this game, the ownership, the front office, it don't matter what the coaching staff believes in. They may be able to see it, be like, hey, that's our guy. But from a win-lose standpoint, like it's like he lost. But Jimmy G's been to a Super Bowl, right?
Depending the kind of like, loss, right?
No, it doesn't matter. In the playoffs, that's one thing about the playoffs, Chancho. It don't matter if you lose by 1 or a 100. You lost. Your season's over. When general managers go into these meetings, it's, we're done. We lost last week. Nobody's going to talk about how, what. I mean, coaching staff will, players will, GMs and all them, they don't see it like that. They saw that they lost with the product that they put on the field.
Yes.
I forgot you own some of the Packers, so you know about that.
You know what I mean? Like the product, you do your best job to put the best product on the field. And if that caught you an L in the first round of the playoffs, nobody's here to play in the first round of the playoffs. Right? Like everybody's trying to get further than that. But again, it puts up an interesting situation if Purdy does go and win against Seattle. And to be quite frank, my pick, I'm going to go ahead and say it. The 49ers are going to beat the Seahawks by 21 plus. Really? It's going to get ugly.
You can't write the Seahawks off like that.
No, you can't. I can't, but if it's any other team, I just sit here and say it's very hard to beat a team three times. This freaking 49ers team is good.
They're stupid good on Madden. That's how you know they're good in real life.
They are gifted. And for me, I'll say it. I'm going to go on and say it. They're my Super Bowl pick for the NFC side with Purdy at quarterback.
Yeah, and that would be stunning because he's a rookie, and it just doesn't happen that way. That's why I'm running away from him.
I can see that.
And yeah, me too.
I'm running away from him for two reasons. One, a rookie quarterback. The main reason is every year you'll see it. A 6 seed beats a 2 seed. It happens, especially a 6 seed that snuck in by another team losing. This is the NFL. He's a rookie. I'm gonna pick Seattle to win outright on this game because there's gonna be an upset, and I think this is it.
I think if there's an upset, it's gonna be the Giants.
But that's not really an upset. Like
it's 6-3.
Well, that's your opinion.
Oh, sorry.
In my eyes, that's not an upset because we're talking about a 3-point favorite versus a 10-point favorite.
Yeah.
This game where
very true. Good point. That's
Then again, I will say this: you have a veteran quarterback who has
seen this team twice already.
Yeah. And so,
which is an argument as to why they might win the game outright.
It just happens.
I can see that.
Pete Carroll's been there, done it,
man. And that's very true. Like that's just a very good team.
They are a good team.
Yeah.
Chantra, what's your think? What are you thinking?
I don't want to turn.
I just said, what's your think? What's your thoughts?
Sorry. What's your thoughts?
What's my think is I don't really want to give up on
the hamster wheels
on my quarterback, Jimmy G. But there's something about
his jawline.
Jawline's immaculate. You know what I mean? But when you a rookie quarterback like that, Mr. Relevant, I don't know. Just when he beat Tom Brady, it was like, okay. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Like, I forget about
it's just,
that.
I've always had this feeling those are the quarterbacks you look at. Those lower level draft quarterbacks, those are the ones that are going to fucking prevail. Not these, unless you're Trevor Lawrence with good hair and a nice headband. Those are the quarterbacks that are going to come out on top.
But even he hasn't been doing great this year.
This is his third year, right? Or is it second?
Yeah, it's his third season.
Yeah, he's barely emerging. Like
second, third, I don't know.
Anyways. So, who are you taking?
Shut up. I'm sorry, Jimmy G, but I'm going 49ers.
That's a clue.
I don't want to turn my back on my boy.
Well, I mean, you're really not. I mean, he's Niner.
He's still on the team.
He's still on the team.
But not after next year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good possibility.
Good possibility. Yeah. Eric?
I've got Seattle.
Wow, three of us picked Seattle?
We're split in every NFC game.
No.
He
picked 49ers.
I know, but picked
he
Seattle.
I'm 49ers.
No, he picked 49ers.
Oh, you stayed 49ers?
I picked Niners.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. We're split.
All on the bottom of that bracket.
Yes. So if we went y'all's way, which is the Sammy Eric way.
Yeah.
It would be y'all both pick Minnesota?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then y'all pick Seattle?
Yes.
Okay, Seattle would go to Philly.
They'll be getting eaten up.
Seattle would go to Philly because they're the lowest seed to win, and then Minnesota would play Tampa Bay.
Dallas.
I wouldn't even watch that Seattle game.
Oh, we were split the other way on that game.
Yeah. You wouldn't watch what game?
Seattle and Philly. I would have zero interest.
You don't fucking like birds or what? What's going on there?
I like AJ Brown. I like Devontae Smith, but
there's something about that game that's not intriguing.
Let me talk to you about the Eagles real quick, though, because that's a very good team. I know Hurts took a little bit off, but hear me out on this. If you go back and look at their offense and you look at the tape and you watch the film, you watch film. I already can hear him. Brad will be on my ass right now. Oh, you watch film? Yes. A lot of their offense this year is successful because of chunk plays, and a lot of it is throw it up to AJ. Throw it down. And I say throw it up, but throw it down the field to AJ. Throw it to Devontae Smith. Every highlight you see in their passing game is a bomb to AJ Brown. A bomb to Devontae Smith.
Yes.
That's going to stop one way or another. And a defense that can do that, even though they are the weakest part of this defense is their back end and they're still strong, is the Niners. And coming up front with Bosa and those guys, putting pressure on Hurts.
Bosa's incredibly
good. And here, I even broke it down even like this. There's only one linebacker in the NFC playoff bracket that can spy Jalen Hurts. And he plays in San Francisco. So there's no other linebacker like Warner and those. Dude, he's a monster.
Yeah, Warner. He's a badass.
He's a badass. And he's the only guy that you can sit back on a 3rd and 7 and say, hey, we're going to sacrifice a backer at the second level, run a 4-2 front. He's going to drop into the middle of the field to cover the 15-yard area. You're going to creep up to the 6 to 5 yard area, and you go wherever Hurts goes. If he goes and takes a piss, you go with him. There's only one linebacker in the playoffs right now that can do that, and you have confidence in. There's not another one. You can't name another one. Dallas don't even got one. Van Der Esch can't do it. He ain't fast enough.
I was going to say, Van Der Esch would be, and plus he's been off for over a month. And
yeah. He's not fast enough. That's the only backer that can truly spy him. And to me, the way to beat the Eagles is get force frustration on third down.
But you know what? I want to ask you something. Have you ever heard Joey Bosa?
Yes.
What's up with the way he talks?
Hey.
Have you heard him, Andrew?
I ain't finna ask him
I just recently watched a clip where he was talking to somebody. He's like, they're hard to sack. And the way he was talking, was funny.
Yeah, he gives me he sounds like a Jeffrey Dahmer vibes. Real monotone. Have you heard him talk, Eric?
I've never heard him.
It'll shock you. Anyone listening to this
YouTube position videos. And what he does, it will throw you off. I will say that.
Anybody who's out there, pull it up. There's a video, I think. Oh, man, he's just funny when he talks. He says the weirdest, oddest.
You know, he reminds me of a Gronk. He doesn't take it serious. I mean, in a good way. He doesn't take it serious. He's just very chill about it.
Real lighthearted. Yeah, pull up. There's a video. I'll send you the link.
What's next on this list? Have we gone through everybody?
Yeah. Yeah, we went through all the games now.
Yeah, we went through.
Oh, okay.
I'd say.
So do we want to jump into college?
Oh.
I want to know real quick before we go into that fucking live practice.
Live practice.
Yeah.
Why is everyone giving that quarterback shit for being 25 and still playing in college? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Because it's his 7th year, I guess. I don't know either.
Is it his 7th year?
Yeah, this would be his 8th year if he does it again.
How do you do that?
Stinson?
Yes.
Wow. They had some relief for COVID years.
And he's eligible to play again in college next year.
So the relief for COVID that extended your college life in football?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
If you weren't playing, I guess maybe he wasn't playing.
I think he was benched
or something. It's almost like another red shirt. You know,
that's
kinda
correct.
Just let you.
I'm still waiting for my off days from COVID at fucking BNR. I am still waiting.
So, guys, real quick before we run off this, it's the first week of the playoffs.
Yeah. Wild card weekend.
Before we go any further, there's no games that have occurred. I need I need your Super Bowl prediction.
As far as matchups?
I need your AFC. I need you to choose your AFC and your NFC.
In the AFC.
Representative.
Representing the AFC, I'm going to have the Chiefs.
Hmm.
And then representing the NFC, I believe it'll be a lower seed. I don't know about the NFC, man. That's a silly one. I don't have no idea. I guess the best team, the Niners, to me, the Niners would make it. I don't think Philly's gonna make it. I'll say that.
Okay.
But I don't know. I hate the NFC. The NFC.
It's weird this year.
I don't like them.
It's weird this year.
Yeah.
It's weird because you don't see a green G over there on that.
The side. Green G is
That's
missing.
The problem. I'm gonna have to switch it up because you took Niners Chiefs, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna go Bills Niners. I'm gonna go Bills Mafia Niners. Chancho?
I'm gonna go. Ooh, look at this. I'm choosing the Bills and I'm the third one to choose. Oh, what a coincidence. Number 3. I'm just joking.
X-Files.
I'm going Bills.
You're employed by Roger Goodell.
And I wanna go the Bucks. I wanna see Tom Brady do it. I just want him to surprise everyone.
That would be a stun of all stuns.
That would be. I just wanna see it. I want him.
So that's you're gonna go Bills Bucks.
Bills Bucks.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
Cool,
Eric.
Okay. If his is interesting, mine's worse. Probably.
He's gonna say.
He's gonna go Jags.
Don't
Giants.
Don't fucking do it.
Seahawks Jags.
He's gonna say, "Give me the Jags and the Giants."
He's making shit up now.
Give me Cincy.
Oh, good pick.
I like that.
Great pick.
Give me Cincy.
Don't home it. I
he's
think you're gonna
say
do it.
Seattle.
Hey, and he's not wrong. It's not a bad pick.
Give me Philly.
Oh,
That'd be a great game.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
I thought he was
going to
go Cowboys.
The Bills.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I was like, Joe Shiesty versus Dak Attack. No. But that's an interesting matchup, the Bengals and Philly. Like, that'd be a great game to watch, I feel like.
Yeah, I would enjoy
that. That would definitely be a great game. So,
if the Bills and the Bengals have to play again, the Matrix will not allow it.
The Matrix.
Yeah, I don't
know. They will not allow.
I don't think so.
You know who...
Conspiracy
we're talking about great
theories.
Games and all that stuff. You know, that's our picks. That's our takes on the NFL playoffs. It happened yesterday. I've got to talk about it. We talked about great games. Well, this one really wasn't a great game.
We started that subject, but if you're confused, the podcast did not skip. Dom was just...
I was taking a piss.
He was taking a piss. Yeah. Did you shake it twice?
A little
two
break.
Times or three times?
It was 2.5 because I'm borderline playing.
I was about to say, if you shake it. Okay.
Two, so you go... You go. There, shut up, Dom. Listen, this game yesterday was... horrible.
Worst
the best thing about this game was like everybody who had pots.
Yeah.
All the numbers changing.
The numbers are changing.
If you had TCU 7, you were in like playing roulette with Georgia. You know what I mean? Like the numbers were changing like that's every funny. So often.
I thought you were talking about weed. I said, what does pot have to do with anything on this game?
Oh, no. Like, you know what kind of pots. Everybody's, you know, Diaz, deals, moms, dads, us.
I see those things on Facebook all the time.
Don't be a snitch, bro. Snitches get stitches.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways,
waffle.
I was waffle. Sitting there. I actually turned it off, but a lot of people saying TCU didn't deserve to be there. I rebuke that comment. But rebuke it. I can get into that. Sammy, give me your thoughts on yesterday's game.
Worst I've seen.
Worse than Alabama Notre Dame.
I don't even remember that game. I do remember it being bad, but
Manti Te'o was in that game.
Oh yeah, that was a clunker. Yeah, this was worse to me just because it's fresh, you know?
Yeah, crazy fact is Notre Dame was a 10.5-point underdog in that game. TCU came into this one a 13.5-point underdog. You see those kind of points in a national championship?
It should have been 62-0 or whatever it was.
Yes.
That was a lucky – it was a blown coverage, but it was a lucky score.
43-yard gain on that play, and then it ended up just
– imagine it being a goose egg.
Oh
my God. How many points did Notre Dame score?
10.
10 points?
I believe.
Oh. This was bad, man. And
I think TCU was worse.
Poor TCU, and obviously the smaller market, Texas Christian University. Imagine thinking about that 10 years ago that Texas Christian University would be playing for a national championship. That's unheard of.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest takeaway from the TCU side, right, is we made it. We made it there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe they didn't deserve to be in the national championship, but, I mean –
God does
but
everything.
They were
for
in the playoffs
reason.
And they took the W.
That's what
the
I'm
first
saying
round.
Though. Like
I mean,
they
come on.
So like people are like, oh, they don't deserve to be here. Okay, they won a college playoff game.
They deserve to be there.
They deserve to be there. They crumbled under the lights. That's what
they
happened.
They weren't ready for the
They
moment.
Were not ready for that moment. And I'm telling you right now, it's Georgia, and then light years away is everybody else. Yeah. This team at least. But Viejo Bennett. Dude, that dude, 25-year-old stud, you know what I mean? Like, he's the same age as Lamar Jackson, the same age as Josh Allen.
We were just talking about that.
Yes,
he's fucking 25. He's old.
He's an older cat, and, you know, sorry I missed that, but, like, his mind's just in a different different world right now. And I'm not saying that that's why they won.
He's equivalent to those 30-year-olds in minor leagues. Brad will tell y'all about it.
Fun fact, if the 4A freight train was quarterbacking the Georgia Bulldogs, it would have been 78-7. Like, that's how much – so everybody's talking about Stetson Bennett being old. You want me to be completely honest? He didn't matter.
No, he didn't.
You could have put the third-string quarterback on Georgia's roster.
They're that way.
And they're still going to be a 48-7 game.
So you're saying they're the new Alabama?
Yes. There's two national championships in a row?
Oh, yes.
I don't think they would have mopped the floor with Alabama. I almost
question though. Is this the first time TCU's ever been to a national championship, or was it last time?
I believe so.
No, they've never. They won a against Boise State. They won a Tostitos Fiesta Bowl back in the BCS era, which I think that was the biggest.
That's probably the biggest
most
win.
And did they win a
was
Rose
that Dalton?
Bowl?
Was that Dalton?
Like,
yeah,
like highest ranked bowl for.
They also won a Rose Bowl recently. That was a good game. I think I want to say they
so
beat
they've
Wisconsin.
they've never gone through the newer college playoff route.
No,
absolutely.
I don't think any team should be hit with you do not deserve to be there. If you make it all the way to a Super Bowl or a national championship, and this is your first time doing that, and you crumble, it's completely understandable that, especially putting all that into those kids to be on when the light, I mean, be under the lights, under the microscope like that, no one should discredit them for doing that. You get your ass whooped, okay, but now it's a learning lesson for that program. That's what it's like to go through the playoffs, be in that scenario. You learn from that. You fucking rebuild. So whenever you're under the lights again, you know what's up.
I think the whole reason people were talking about TCU didn't deserve to be there because you got Alabama right there.
Yeah.
You've got Tennessee right there. So they're just like, come on, those two teams can easily take the place of TCU or Ohio and make a good run with it. I mean, I think people were just thinking that first round playoffs TCU, TCU Michigan?
Yeah.
TCU Michigan, like it was going to be a bad. Like TCU was going to get blown out by Michigan, but well, everyone, it didn't end up happening, right? The TCU put up a fight, they had a good game, exactly. And then they just have a bad game. I think the coaching staff probably overthought, overprepared probably for certain things on the against Georgia, and Georgia just probably went out there and showed them looks that they've never had before.
Exactly, and I don't think TCU was ever in a position to win. Maybe I'm willing to say that maybe not even on more than 10 plays were they in the right position field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, just confused.
And it's just confused. I think the moment was too big for them. And I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in the – so think about the college playoff committee, the voting committee this morning.
Their conversation.
Yesterday was their worst nightmare.
True.
Last night – it was like when they were watching that game, and like if you're the guy that helped get TCU into the playoff and you're watching that, like is your seat on the committee in jeopardy? But then you go back and look about what happened 3 weeks ago when they beat Michigan, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Yeah. It's like you're sitting there, this is why I told y'all.
Imagine what the group chat looks like. You know?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like the TCU voters on the committee last or 2 weeks ago are like, we told y'all we're the top, you know, this is why we need to be here. And this, then the national championship. But see, like, then again, I can sit here and be like, no, well this might have happened to anybody. But no, okay, go back 2 weeks. If Ohio State makes a field goal, we're watching Ohio State TCU national championship. So is TCU just that far off? What does this say about the Big 12? And then also, guys, I mean, in a couple of years, this is not going to be an issue because we're going to have a 12-team playoff.
Yes.
And I cannot wait for that.
I can't either. They should have done that from the start.
I can't wait for NCAA to come back at so I can know what the fuck y'all are talking about. No, it got delayed to 24.
Okay.
Yeah, so go.
Well, that's next year.
When is the 12-team playoff?
I thought it was 24.
24.
Well, it's 23. This is the year 23.
This is the year?
So this upcoming season?
No, next year. As in, we're already in 23, so next year would be 24.
Okay. And that's going to be a 12-team playoff. So right now, there's only four teams in the NCAA.
Oh, they're really jumping it up like that.
Yeah,
they're
going to 12 teams. So like now that we say, oh, well, Alabama should have been there and Tennessee should have been there. Well, guess what, Buttercup?
They'll all be there.
They're all going to be there any given Saturday, Sunday, whatever. But, can I get each one of y'all's take on this about the 12-team playoff? We already know there's not much to say other than shout out Marcus Davila because he's going to go over there and win that natty for TCU. He was actually in attendance. He's committed to TCU. Primetime actually offered him as well.
Yes, he did.
To Colorado. So, but you
know. Wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He offered Marcus Davila.
After last night's game, I definitely would have jumped ship.
No, but see, so my nephews were asking me about, like, what do you think Marco's thinking? And I'm like, well, he's either thinking one of two things. Oh, shit. Or, you know what? Give me the fucking pads. I'll change that shit. You know what I mean? Like, and I think you have to be that dog in that situation. You're committed, bro. You committed to TCU. Like, I feel like he's, and I think he is in that mind. I think Davila's so like, you know what? Hey, if I'm in that game, I'm throwing Davila dimes. These Bulldogs. Now, I mean, I'm as far very far fetched, of course, but yeah, no. Just shout out to him. That is his college of choice that he's committed to. So that's going to be interesting. But this 12-team playoff, you know, going back into that. Hear me out on this. I was looking up this, and I feel like the first like couple games, because what is it? It's going to be two teams get a bye, right?
I don't know the logistics on that.
I want to say two or four teams get a bye.
Okay.
But I think the first round in all these playoffs needs to be played at a home stadium.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
And then, and so people are like, well, what's going to happen to bowl games? What's going to happen to bowl games? Well, they're not going anywhere, right? Like, the bowl games are not going anywhere. But let's replace them, like, later in, like, second round. So, like, I'm not saying get rid of the Rose Bowl. Play it in the second round of the 12-team playoff.
That'd be...
And think about it. Think about it like this. Like, it gets December. It gets December back into the NCAA. Because the college football loses December every year. Because the big games don't happen until the latter part of December.
Even with the NFL playoffs, the first round seems kind of shit don't get real to the second round.
Right. And imagine, dude, like, but what I'm getting at is, like, imagine, let's just say Tech getting in. The Red Raiders, they get into the 12-team playoff. They're the higher seed. Imagine the first playoff game that imagine Penn State coming to Jones.
That would be
electric.
Crazy.
Or
crazy.
Vice versa. Imagine Tech going to, like, Penn State.
Yeah, that would be
or nice. Going to Michigan. Like, I feel like the higher seeds need to have a home playoff game. I feel like that would be absolutely nuts. It'd be so good. It'd be crazy. And don't get it twisted. There's going to be a spot in there, and they're going to be playing in Boulder, Colorado. You just watch.
Oh, I believe that.
That dude is getting some recruits, man.
I believe that.
He's getting some guys. Now, is that going to transition, right? But what's your take on that right there, Sammy? Like, okay, the first round, everybody that has the higher seed gets the home playoff game. Then in the second round or latter part of the playoffs, that's when you start doing the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, I love that because you have your home games and then the fun matchups.
And then the fun bowl matchups that happen at Mercedes-Benz.
You just never hear those matchups. You know, talking about Tech going to Michigan or vice versa. Tech playing Penn State. Those are intriguing games that I would like to watch. Just like we talked about the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl with TCU and Boise. Boise that year was, I think it was Boise. I guess that's the year Boise beat TCU in that game with the hook ladder play. But that's just a weird matchup, and I love them. I mean, they're already good. They will be bigger than the NFL, the ratings, in my opinion, for some of those games.
If you open up the 12-team playoffs, it gives such an more open window for the mixed-match teams. Uh-oh. What happened?
I don't know. It's still recording, but it's something about the SD card.
Okay.
Luckily, we're on the last topic anyways.
No,
real quick. I have one scenario I want to talk to you about, and it's for you mainly.
Okay.
Yes. But anyways, it opens up a bigger window for playoff teams to give so the fans aren't used to the same old shit.
Right.
It opens the smaller teams to be the underdog, to possibly rewrite history and what everyone thinks. It gets rid of the Alabamas, the LSUs, and stuff like that. It makes matchups more important and must-see, and they will take over the NFL.
So what I was kind of reading up on right here is, so it's saying the 2024 first round will happen the week of the 21st in December at home field of the higher seed.
Yes. See, and I love that, and I hope they do that.
Yeah. So it is saying in 2024, but I don't know if it's the 24-25 season or if it's the 23-24 season.
We'll have to look that up. But
that shit gets confusing.
Dude, imagine Notre Dame coming to the Jones.
I mean, that would just be nuts.
It'd just be crazy, bro. Like,
weird.
It would literally be like video games. Like, you're just putting teams together at a stadium. That's what it'd be like.
Or Alabama coming to Texas. Or LSU coming down to Texas. Ooh, like, that'd be nice. You know what I mean? Like, that's some crazy stuff. Or a second game between LSU, Alabama, and Death Valley.
Yeah, I mean,
for a play in a playoff, bro.
I'll take it all day long.
That's so dope.
I need to start watching college football.
Why'd they get it wrong though? First, it was BCS. That was a wreck.
Oh, this will forever shut up the college.
Everyone will shut up.
Yeah, because what's the argument every year? It's 1 through 6. The argument every year is who's 1 through 6. Now that's not a problem.
Mm-mm.
Now it's like as long as I'm 1 through 12. No, but you think people?
I don't know if it's going to be that either, though.
Really?
I don't know. This article is kind of saying
who's
the four highest ranked conference champions would be seeds 1 through 4.
But that's being very stereotypical to the Big Ten.
Well, SEC, I was going
to
say SEC.
That makes – because those teams right there are typically the top.
Those are your big market.
Those are your big market teams.
That's true, too.
Yeah, so that's probably what they mean by that. But you're going to have – and then the interesting part, the crazy teams are going to be like – 9 through 12,
8 through 12, like the two lanes, the, like, you know what I mean? Like
Conference USA.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the crazy teams that's like, what? Like,
I don't think so.
Think about March Madness. Small market teams all the time. They make it.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet 16, Elite 8.
Yep.
When you see some of those, what's that guy's name? The Shaka guy from. And they're sitting there playing Kentucky. They're playing, you know, some of
the other big schools, yeah.
Kansas.
Well, there's a lot of exciting things coming up. And that's, you know, even here at Bullcorn Sports, there's some exciting
there is
stuff.
A lot
there's
of
a lot of excitement coming.
Can I hit you with a scenario real quick before you cut it?
Go ahead.
Okay. I want all y'all to
Oh, you did? You did where you were going to ask me something.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. How much time?
20 minutes left on the card.
Okay. It'll be real quick. Okay. It goes back to the DeMar Hamlin thing. When if they should have kept the game going or canceled it. In 1999, a wrestler fell from the top of the ceiling and his entrance, and he fell and he hit the ring and he died. They got him out of the ring. He was already dead.
Was it Bret?
It was Owen Hart.
Owen Hart.
There was blood splatter on the mat, and the wood was broken from where he hit so hard. They kept that pay-per-view going. Mm. If you were in the situation, knowing all the sponsors, all the money, stuff like that, game time decision right there. Don't think right now. Game time decision right there. Vince McMahon kept the thing going, the event going. He got a lot of hate for it. Roger Goodell was going to keep it going, then canceled it. What would you do in that game time decision?
We're going.
You're going?
Yeah, and I'm not even thinking twice about it.
Okay.
I'm playing the game.
There
you go.
I got a lot of hate. I would do the same thing.
Now here's the thing. I'd make sure that any part of his family that were in attendance, I'd make sure they were very well compensated and taken care of because of what they had to see on the field. But I'm getting them VIP everything out the
stadium. You make sure they're taken care of.
I'm making sure they're taken care of. Get to their loved one. He's going to get off the field safely. And then, you know, and here's another thing, guys. I mean, in that situation, and it may sound bad that I say we're going to keep playing, right? But a lot of people gave hate to Skip and these guys. Like, that's a Bills-Bengals game, which is, if you look at the seeding, that is 2-3.
Well, the matchup was one of the...
Because if you look at what
the
happened...
The matchup was one of the very...
Deciding
factors. And, you know, that goes to show the respect that the NFL has. They didn't care about who was playing.
I don't think... I think it was... They did not want to hear the shit and blowback. I don't think... Because when Vince McMahon made that move, he made a business decision. If something like this were to happen in 1999 and 2005... No joke, they would have CPR'd him to the back, and they would have said, let's go.
You know where my mind goes in this situation as well? It goes back to the COVID years. Mm. Like, okay, if you're gonna postpone the game, let's play it Thursday, move their Sunday's games to Tuesday. They did it in COVID.
But you would continue to resume play?
No, no. I'm saying cancel the game that night.
Okay.
You're playing Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm good with a suspended game.
Yeah, so totally suspended
for a different
game,
day.
Right. You're playing Thursday. Anybody who bought tickets, your tickets are going to be
valid
on Thursday. And then the games that the Bengals and Bills were supposed to play on Sunday get moved to Tuesday.
Yeah, because it did happen in COVID.
It did happen in COVID.
They did it all the time.
All the time. You move the games to Tuesday.
That's surprising why they couldn't just do it then and there. Like, okay, we play on Wednesday or Thursday,
but,
whatever.
But, and that's where, like, I mean, if there's a commissioner application that I could apply for, I mean, go ahead and send that to me. I can provide you my email. But, like, that's where my mind went immediately.
The statements
like,
you just made this whole show is going to get you fucking canceled before that application hits.
Play the damn email. Game.
But he clarified he's not going to play the game night.
Like,
he'll play it the next day.
I'd play it Thursday. And then again, move their games from Sunday to Tuesday.
Because how would you expect those players?
No harm,
honestly,
no foul.
Honestly,
no, they wouldn't.
Play.
Yeah, they were. They were not going
to
play.
When they did the wrestling show,
yeah,
they're supposed to be these bad guys,
I think
good guys, and you can see their faces. They
I think that's ultimately what made the NFL's decision to not continue that game or not resume that game was the fact that they said that both teams got together and were like, we're not completing this game.
Yeah. Yeah, you
don't
are
care.
On
we
Thursday,
don't care
though.
We don't care what the NFL said. We're not completing this game. Like,
yeah.
See what happens when you let the inmates run the asylum? Fuck no. Know your role.
You're, and that's the thing. Like, you telling me that they wouldn't play on Thursday? They would. Once they knew he was okay. Now, okay. Let me clarify something.
Gonna,
else.
Yeah, cancel. You better.
Let me clarify something else. If the worst of the worst would have happened to him,
yeah,
I don't think I have to say. You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Right? I do think that that's a full cancellation at that point.
Okay.
Like there's these locker rooms, like people don't understand, like they're very close to everybody in that locker room. You probably see these guys more than you see your family in the time frame of football, right? I'm talking August to December. Like, there's going to be some mental hardship there. There's going to be some feelings there. But once they knew he was okay, like, let's kick the ball off.
Yeah.
Thursday night. And we're not playing Sunday. We're playing Tuesday.
Especially if he woke up and said, who won the game?
Yeah.
Then that gives you more of a reason to be like, okay, all right, then that's, you know what I mean?
Well, and to be quite frank, if you want to look even deeper into this, whoever would have won that game would have solidified the two seed.
Yes, correct.
That game on Tuesday that I'm talking about, they wouldn't even have played their starters.
No.
You could tell we took sports way too seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't even have played their starters. Now, the three seed probably would have, but you're still the time off is still the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's not. Yeah. Anyways, that's just my take on it.
Like it.
I'm canceled.
I'm okay with what they did, though.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, who cares, right? And then we talked about it a little bit earlier, but like if the Chiefs and Bills play the AFC Championship, it's at a neutral location.
Neutral site, which is odd. Site. Like, I wonder where they're going to take
it. They're probably going to play in Pecos at
Ratliff. Fucking Ratliff.
Ratliff is ready.
Ratliff, bro. Put that shit.
Yeah. Anyways, guys. No, it was a great show. I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah.
Great show. Great takes. That was cool. Episode 39.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bullcorn Sports. This episode, more than any, if it's happening, we talk about it.